The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they are taking an approach to protect the population. By remote, this is VOA News. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain as river embankments were breached and record downpours across Henan province. President Xi Jinping described the situation as extremely severe, with flood control measures entering a critical stage, according to state media. Authorities said around 200,000 residents were evacuated in the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, as soldiers led rescue efforts in the city, saw the equivalent of a year's average rain dumped on it in just 3 days. Weather forecasters are predicting three more days of rain for the region. Hong Kong police charging two editors and two editorial writers at the now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper with collusion weeks after Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy newspaper was forced to cease publication and its assets frozen. All four were charged with conspiring to collude with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security under the city's year-old national security law. The executive editor-in-chief, Lam Manchong, was the eighth executive or journalist at the shuttered paper arrested in recent weeks as Hong Kong authorities crack down on dissent and China's central government brings the semi-autonomous territory more under its control. Hong Kong police raided the Apple Daily's office in June, taking hard drives and laptops as evidence. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement on Wednesday, and it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Central and European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. And the World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the World, at the Olympics, that is, and the Paralympics that will be taking place in Japan. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.